outright stealing. They're breaking into stores, they're taking jewelry, they're taking computers, they're taking stereos. I mean, they were even stealing brand new cars from a car dealer. This is unfortunate that we have reached to that level. Today, I personally experienced one of the situations.
Yeah, that's okay. It's okay. We have a security.
I personally experienced one of the situations where the St. Martin home was out of food, and a request came in by me if I could secure some food. I went by Mr. Danny Ramchandani from Prime, and who also owns the Belia Community Center. I went there to discuss other issues with him, and we agreed that I would escort him so that they can get the food for the St. Martin home. Lo and behold, when we reached down by Prime, just before that, somebody took
a forklift,
mm-hmm. ram it into the front door, break it open, mm-hmm. and there were over 100 people ready to storm the place. Luckily, the police came, but I don't know how it ended up. We took the food for the St. Martin home, and people were just there not letting up. Going to the EOC tonight, we had a situation where CC1 mm-hmm. Was broken into, and people were moving with liquors of Blue Label, Black Label, Green Label, every kind of label liquor that you can find. And you know, it's becoming hopeless. I'm not here really to let's say criticize the people of St. Martin for what has happened. As I stated, these are things, the 30th of May in Curaçao, that was no hurricane. But once things got out of hand, people started to break stores. We can see every news broadcast that comes from the US, whenever there's a protest and it gets out of hands, people begin to loot, people begin to break down stores, people set things afire. I'm not justifying it, but it's general human behavior. We had an agreement that the curfew was in effect initially at 8 o'clock, and then we moved it forward to 6 o'clock, and the curfew, ladies and gentlemen, is still in effect. The problem that we have, for some miscommunication, for logistical reasons, whatever it was between the police and the military, it was not enforced when it had to. Right now, as I speak, and I hope the entire nation would be listening, the curfew is in effect and will be enforced. Will be enforced. Following the EOC meeting today, we decided to declare a state of emergency on St. Martin. It means that St. Martin is on the state of emergency. The military is now going to get extra powers. The law will be enforced. We cannot have lawlessness anymore. We cannot have lawlessness anymore. It is what it has been. It is what it is. We put the past 48 hours, 24 hours behind us, but on a moving forward basis, we cannot continue to operate the way we are. We have been operating. The destruction on St. Martin, it's catastrophic. Some of us have lived during Luis. We have survived it. We brag today about being a resilient people, and we will bounce back. And I'm confident St. Martin will bounce back, but it will take a lot. It will take all hands on deck. One of the things that I want to emphasize, the curfew is in place and the curfew will be enforced. So people, at some point in time tonight, you will be told to turn back, and if you don't turn back, your car would be confiscated, in the sense that you park it up and you will have to walk. If you're living in St. Peter's, stay in the St. Peter's area. If you're living in Dutch Quarter, stay in the Dutch Quarter area. If you're living in Cold Bay, stay in the Cold Bay area, and the same for Point Blanche and other district. Yes, we know people want to go out and check on family and friends. Telcel and UTS are cooperating, and as soon as cell sites are up, they are going to be roaming in between each other to give everybody as much exposure and connectivity as possible. Laser 101 is on, so I will be speaking to the people of St. Martin on a regular basis. Keep them updated, let them know what is happening, because we cannot afford to fix things if everybody feels that they should be on the street, that they should be out there. The safety of our people in general is important. Just now, the ship came in earlier today, the first Navy ship came in, and they are offloading quite some equipment, not only to maintain law and order, but to also begin with helping us to clean up and helping us to put things in place. I've had a telephone meeting with Minister Plasterk, representing the Dutch government. The King is also very much concerned about the situation on St. Martin and intends to visit St. Martin sometime next week. Minister Plasterk is also coming. I suggested that we put in place a reconstruction coordinator on behalf of the Netherlands, station someone here who will be not only the eyes and ears for the Netherlands, but will be the authoritative figure that if we need a dump truck, and he agrees, he signs off on it. If we need a boat, that he would sign off on it, so to speak. And if we need to rebuild certain things, you know, our public infrastructure is in shambles. Rowley-Litch Sports Complex is totally not usable. The other one, the John Cooper Hoselaer Ballpark, has also been destroyed. Our schools have been destroyed. My office, the Prime Minister has no office. The top floor of the government building has been destroyed. So there's a lot of damage on this island. How much it is, God in heaven knows. But we need financial assistance to get us going. But more than anything else, we need, again, the resilience of all the people of St. Martin, not just those who born here, those who live here, those who have made St. Martin their home. We need to come together, show community spirit, show community effort, and get St. Martin back on track. The Minister of Rumi, Minister Emmanuel, is busy with the head of maintenance at Public Works at Vromi. Vromi's building is completely destroyed, but that does not mean that Vromi, the spirit of Vromi, is destroyed. We cannot take all of the green that has been destroyed to the dump. We don't have enough space to stockpile it. At least that is organic, and you know it will at some point in time sort of disappear. But all the galvanized that is there, all the T111, all the plywood, all the rafters, the 3x6 and the 2x4s, there is so much. Worse yet, we have no major hurricane. We don't have another Luis or another Irma on its way, but we have a hurricane coming, and we will experience tropical storm winds. But more than anything else, we will experience a lot of rain this time. So we will be designating certain areas over the hill in Cold Bay. We will designate areas in the St. Peter's area. We will designate an area in town. And what we're going to do is separate the galvanized, separate the green, separate the lumber, and separate household garbage. We are asking residents to cooperate. When we give the signal, keep certain things on your property. And when we give the signal that we are coming into St. Peter's, then bring all that you have to the forefront, bring it all on the roadside so we can easily clean it up. Initially, what we have to do is take all the galvanized and all the plywood and all of this stuff off the street so that the trucks can move and work freely and easily. But for it to be done, we're asking people to please stay home. Stay home and help your neighbors, stay home and help your family, stay home and help your friends. Don't go visiting family. Don't go to see what the airport looks like. Don't go see what a harbor looks like. People are sharing enough pictures and videos, but we don't need the people on the street. People are panicking that we're going to run out of water. It is not true. We have water on the island. We have an ample supply of water. GEBE will be organizing because of the breakage in some of the pipes. They can't use the distribution system as yet, but what they will do is come with water trucks in the different
districts,
and we will announce when to go to St. Peter's. They're going to be in St. Peter's, let's say, on Monday afternoon, so that when they drive through St. Peter's, we will make four or five stops. You can come with your buckets and get water. It will not be water for you to drink necessarily, but we have a supply of drinking water that is coming in. The Marines are bringing water. We have humanitarian relief efforts that will be sending us shipments from the US. We also have flights that are going to come in to pick tourists up to take back home, and those flights are also going to bring loads upon loads of water. They're going to bring tarpaulins, they're going to bring different stuff. So we're asking people to bear with us. Shelters have been operational. We don't have 12 shelters open all over because there didn't seem to be a need for it. But if there is a need for shelters, you go to the existing shelters and they will distribute you from there. We have the Christian Kingdom Council church there across from Pineapple Pete's. That is operational. We have the Nipah School is operational. Besides the local people, Great Bay Hotel has been totally destroyed.
I saw the pictures.
And they have moved a number of their guests over at Nipah as well. Westin has also suffered quite some damage. Their generator fell out. They have a problem with water like everybody else, but having 80 people, 90 people, it's a lot of people. They have to take care of all of those people. So the main issue that I want to share with you again, we have declared a state of emergency on St. Martin, but it does not mean that we are hopeless and things are going to, let's say, get out of hands. The main thing is the curfew. We are asking people stay off the street. The looting is totally unacceptable, but and particularly where it pertains to people breaking into stores. One warehouse, one store owner told me, has a business that they forced him to move aside at his warehouse, and if you don't move aside, we're going to shoot you. People, of course, fearing for their life, and I'm saying this is not what we are made of, this is not who we are, and this is not who we want to become. People become hopeless when they feel everything around them is gone. They have no electricity, they have no home, they have no water, they may not have a job, and they feel it's like the end of my world, so who cares? And we're saying, no, it is not the end of the world. The government is here for you. We have assistance. We are going to get more assistance. Curaçao government is on standby to send people, but the airport has to open. Today we had a crew clean the airport runway, and the first flight is going to come in tomorrow with military people. We have 9, 10, now 12 medical patients to evacuate. That too will be done tomorrow. The situation at the medical center has improved, so we will most likely keep the dialysis patients here, but we've also gotten permission from Danny, the owner of Bel Air Community Center. So the Bel Air Community Center will be converted into a makeshift hospital to accommodate the circumstances and situations over there. So it will not become a full-fledged hospital, but it will move patients over there and accommodate some of the people here. So we're asking everybody to cooperate. clean up your mess, clean up your neighborhood, take instructions. When the police tell you, turn back, please turn back. Don't try to fight, don't try to riot, don't try to create confusion.
Prime Minister, we've been getting a lot of calls, by the way, you're streaming live worldwide. So we got a lot of calls tonight from the Netherlands, from the United States, from Curaçao. You're also live in Curaçao, being broadcast, I think, on Easy 97.9 FM. So you're talking to the world who have been asking us, what can we do for you? We said that EOC meeting tonight that we need a structured assistance, that we don't get a million of one things that we don't need, and two things of things we need a lot. What could you tell us on that?
Tomorrow, the Council of Ministers will be meeting again. Today we have met, tomorrow we will meet, as each minister will be coordinating their needs. The Minister of Education is here as well. She will, you know, spearhead the efforts in the reconstruction of our schools, not only reconstruction in terms of physical building the schools, assessing the damage, assessing what needs to be done to get our schools back up and running as quickly as possible. We don't want our children staying out of school forever and ever, but we need to get GEBE working. We need water supply to the schools. GEBE had some damage at the roof above their generators. Were damaged. We have put a contingency plan in place to get that moving as quickly as possible. That is the main reason why GEBE did not crank up as yet, so there's no damage to the generators, but the covering needs to be replaced. One of the structures is damaged as well, and that needs to be worked on. Water, five of the tanks imploded, mm-hmm. So 5 of 12 tanks, so that's about 50% of the capacity, the storage capacity is gone. So parts of the island will be able to get water, but just like in 95, so many pipes are broken that you don't want to, and homes that are damaged and people didn't lock off, you don't want to open up, and then instead of water reaching the people, water is running all over the place. So there are quite some challenges. Those of us around in 95 knew how long it took. We don't want it to take that long. We want to build on the experiences that we accumulated then and make things happen in a very positive way. What can we get? We will soon, following the general assessment, in principle, water is never too much because we will need quite some water. Non-perishable stuff, you know, and like someone remarked, ready to eat food, but we will set up a coordinating team that will basically say we need this, that, or the other. But we really appreciate all of the efforts that are being made. There is a guest staying at Great Bay Hotel that is severely damaged. And while the guest is seeing all of this, they made contact with an organization that they are part of, and they're ready tomorrow to fly in a DC-8 with relief material immediately for the people of St. Martin. As I said, Minister Plasterk is coming. The King himself wants to be here.
You think you can bring him into the studio? You could get the Queen and the King in here? Maybe?
The Queen may not be coming, but I'm sure the King would not mind speaking to part of his constituents in terms of we are part of the kingdom.
Let me just ask you a question going back to curfew. Curfew is on completely. It's not coming off until you say so.
Curfew is on, and I'm happy that Laser 101 is back on. So the Prime Minister now has somewhere to address the people of St. Martin. We did not have telephones. I couldn't even communicate with my family. I leave the house in the morning and return late at night. They understand, but at least if, you know, I was able to say, sweetheart, I'm here, I'm there, I'm going here. I leave in the morning and I go back at night. And late at night, because every time there is somewhere else to go, some other meeting mm-hmm. to attend.
So tomorrow, don't leave your house. If you're going to stay in your neighborhood, stay in your neighborhood. The curfew is still on.
The curfew is not only still on. The curfew will now be enforced 100%. Tonight, there will be some leniency still, because I told them it is not fair to the people if they were under the assumption that the curfew was only for the passing of the hurricane and seeing everybody up and down. People feel that there is no curfew.
Right.
There is a curfew. Tonight, there will be some leniency in terms of, okay, if you're going home, go home. But tomorrow, people will not be allowed to leave St. Peter's to come into town, won't be allowed to leave Sucker Garden to come into town, Dutch Quarter to come into town. But it also means that people would have to stop. So it's not like you're going to catch a ride and when mm-hmm. they turn you back,
right.
you jump out of the car and you're coming into town.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot come into town. You
okay.
cannot go in the Castroles region to see what there still is. What you have, please keep it, but don't come out looking for anything else anywhere.
What's the situation on the gas, diesel with Seoul? Anything situation on it? Do you have any news on that?
Seoul is flying in some technicians to work on their tanks. The tanks had suffered has a slight leakage, and it's, you know, real
mm-hmm.
cumbersome work to fix. But we have gasoline on the island. We have diesel on the island. But we are asking people again, stay off the streets. All of our gas stations on the Dutch side, practically all of them, have been severely damaged. One of them started to operate slightly, I think, today for a short while. But it would be a madhouse. And if there's a curfew, there is no need to be driving your car. Stay in your neighborhood. Stay where you belong. Of course, there will be cars on the street. There are people who
mm-hmm.
are working. You know, for the different ministries that need to be out there. The Marine needs to be out there. The police need to be out there. VKS need to be out there. And some of the people who are coming in to assist needs to be out there. The people who are manning the shelters need to be out there. People who work at a hospital need to be out. People who work at the White and Yellow Cross need to be out. Insurance adjusters would have to be out. So it's not like people are going to say, oh, there's a curfew, but we're seeing people. Yes, there will be people. But those people have permission. Those people are authorized to be out there. Laser 101, their people have now moved up in rank and status.
Thank you, Glenn. Thank you, Francis.
They need to be out there. UTS people need to be out there restoring connectivity. Telcel people need to be out there. And anybody tallying the amount of people that still need to be out there, that generates traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Vroomi needs to be out there to clean up. People need to be out there coordinating the cleanup. So yes, people will be out there. And you know, like these days, I'm trying to leave my house or go back up. There's a traffic jam by John Cooper Hosselig Senior Ballpark. And when you go find out what it is, people pushing shopping carts.
Lures.
Okay, people pushing shopping carts from all over the place. You see shopping carts going up Cold Bay Hill.
Mm-hmm.
All over the place, people are pushing shopping carts, and we are saying the fun is over. It will not be tolerated anymore.
Have we had any casualties on the Dutch side? I've heard of a couple on the French side.
No, we have had, fortunately, no casualty as a result of the hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, if Frankie Myers or Torchy is listening, any one of the funeral homes, we have sent people out to see if they can get them, but I'm sure this is a medium that will broadcast it. Ask them to immediately get in touch with the St. Martin home. Someone passed away, not hurricane related, someone, an elderly citizen who was at St. Martin home, unfortunately passed away, and we need to get a body out and into a funeral home.
So if St. Martin survived a Cat 5+, Cat Super 5, and we had a tremendous amount of damage, but zero casualties. That means we had these people prepared.
You know, one of the things, Glenn, that I say when people ask me how are things, you have any damage? How's it, Martin, look? And I say, thank God for life.
Yeah.
We have life. We have lost cars. We have lost homes. We have lost offices. We have lost a lot. But this time around, we have lost no lives. And I think that is the most important thing. If God has answered prayers, then that one for sure was answered. that our lives were spared, and let us put the lives that were spared to good use collectively to move this country forward. When I look at where we came from 22 years ago, it is like amazing. And what when we see the destruction, we equally say amazing, but we are not hopeless. If I saw the condition my office was in, it would be like, I wouldn't want to go back there ever to work. Mm-hmm. And I have no concern whatsoever. I know we are going to clean it up. I know it's going to get fixed up. I know we're going to find somewhere else in the meantime to operate from, even if it's in my own living room, but we will have to find somewhere to work from, fix it up, and before you know, St. Martin will be back.
Have you discussed anything with Holland about financial support for St. Martin?
I told the minister, Plasterk, I would not mention, my not the Winger, assessment of things, because then you would find somebody is going to start living its life that St. Martin asked for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But yes, Holland has had an emergency meeting on St. Martin. They are prepared to assist St. Martin. As I said, my recommendation was to station someone on St. Martin with let's say, the checkbook, so to speak. No, in the sense that it cuts out the bureaucracy and, that the decision-making would go fast. So, yes, we are confident that Holland will support us, will assist like they have done also in 1995. We have the insurance adjusters asking to allow them to start going out there to make the assessments. But there are also people who are not covered by insurance. We don't want to go over the whole cycle again. In 95, the governor then, Dennis Richardson, demolished some of the shacks that were blown down, and we figured we would have gotten rid of all of the shacks. 22 years after, we probably have just as much, if not more, and we don't want to go through that same cycle again. Reality is we are going to need some sort of housing to accommodate people for a short period. The minister has his hands full because he has to clean up the mess and he has to ensure that we get housing to get people into. The Minister of Education has to coordinate opening our schools. Minister Lee is interjecting each time. This is an opportunity for Holland to agree to finance the hospital so we can get it moving, because the hospital is now destroyed. Not totally destroyed, but it doesn't make sense to continue postponing, the start of the construction of the hospital.
Okay. Thank you.